of rain that falls in Sahara Desert says it all. It's a miracle. All God's creations, great and small, the Golden Gate and the Taj Mahal, that's a miracle.
Game I Sheffield with director of coaching Terry Ward. After what can only be described as the comeback to end all comebacks, Brady Doxey scores 16 seconds in the third period to make it 8-1 to Sutton. We've just won the game 9-8 in overtime. Terry, what happened?
What happened, Carol, was we went into the last period and I told the lads to believe in themselves, and Tom was telling them to believe in themselves, and the captain and the vice captain was saying to believe themselves. And you know, we had a few chances in the second period. When they scored that goal there, they were kind of taking Mick laughing at our bench. And I think that's all the spark we needed, really. After that, we just went out and we played absolutely tremendous, Carol.
Well, we've been talking for weeks now about the lads not getting a lot of luck in front of goal, but that third period, pretty much every time we went forward, we seemed to score a goal.
Yeah, we had some great goals scored. Good team player, we were just saying, going into the last period. You know, when we pass the puck around a little bit, we've got them running all over at the back. And I think it worked absolutely incredibly well. And all credit to the players, they give everything they had. And then you go into overtime, and then that game was ours.
Well, some of the lads tonight have actually already played another game today as well. So to say they were tired is probably an understatement. And they've had to give everything because those legs were looking a little bit weary towards the end of the second. And perhaps we could have been forgiven for maybe giving up the ghost. But all credit to the lads. They've done exactly the opposite and they've pulled out of the bag an incredible victory.
It was an incredible victory. And the lads were tired, you're right. But, you know, we just told them to give everything they had, and that's all you can do. You can just give everything you've got in that position. We weren't going to get embarrassed. I told the guys in there, we can't get embarrassed here, let's go out and work. And you know, they did exactly that. And the guys have played two games, and then they've got another two games tomorrow. Them guys you're talking about, them young lads, because they're in the 20s play tomorrow.
Yes, they do.
In Whitley Bay, so they'll be playing there first, and then they'll come to play for us again. So that'll be four game weekend for them guys. They'll be tired tomorrow night.
Well, you say we've got one last game tomorrow. It is kind of a shame that this game's come a little bit too late for us in the season. But what a platform to go into the final game of the season. It's a derby game. The lads are all going to be up for this one now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, they would be anywhere, but, you know, they've got a bit of confidence there now. You know, they're all singing and chanting in the dressing room. It was a massive, massive comeback. To be honest, I've played the game a lot of years and I've coached for a lot of years, but I haven't seen nothing like that. It was incredible. 8-1 down and come back and win the game 9-8 all the time. It was absolutely incredible.
Well, we are absolutely bouncing and we're looking forward to tomorrow now, Terry. We've got, like you say, we've just got our pride to play for, but hey, what a game to end on and what a platform.
Absolutely. I mean, if the guys go out there and they play like they did in the last period tonight, they take that into the game tomorrow, and hey, who knows?
Right, well, congratulations, what can I say? It was an absolute pleasure watching that last period, and certainly the fans in the stands really, really appreciated it.
You know, they made that journey to come here and watch us, you know. We haven't been playing really well, and who to blame for staying at home, but they've come, they've supported us, and we've given them something to cheer about at last.
Yes, and hopefully same again tomorrow. That would be good.
It would, yeah, in front of our own fans, yes.
Well, look forward to doing it all again tomorrow, Terry. Maybe not give him an 8-goal start this time.
Maybe not, Carol.
Right, see you again tomorrow.
Thank you.